From the University of California at Davis, this is NewsWatch.
Recently, the largest analysis ever done of state prescriptions for controlled substances showed that California is home to a very high rate of patients who get the same prescriptions for the same painkillers from a number of doctors. Then they get those scripts filled at multiple pharmacies within 30 days. The research spurred the California Attorney General to tighten the state's prescription medication tracking system. The reforms will help authorities identify those who use pseudonyms and aliases to illegally obtain controlled drugs, as well as the doctors who enable users.
Some educators today are saying that doctors and medical students need additional training on how to diagnose and treat pain. They say the additional training will help reduce addiction among pain sufferers.
In medical school, we do a great job of teaching medical students about the physiology of pain, where pain comes from, how it's transmitted, the chemicals that are involved. Your question is really, do we teach about the management of pain? And the answer is a very sad no.
Michael Wilkes has an international reputation for innovation in medical education.
We don't want to say no because we're rated on our patient satisfaction. That's partly how we're reimbursed. We also have this bond with our patients. We don't want to disappoint them.
What complicates the treatment of pain for doctors is the marketing done by pharmaceutical companies. Paul Fotenauer reporting from the UC Davis Medical Center.
For more information, please log on to broadcast.ucdavis.edu.